time now for a look at what it says in the papers. Shane McElhattan is here.
The vote by the pilots' union IALPA to recommend acceptance by Aer Lingus pilots of the Labour Court recommendation on the dispute with the airline came too late for some additions to hand. The Irish Times leads with the news that Aer Lingus pilots will stop industrial action, but some passengers will still face disrupted flights into early next week. Heading home from hell is the Daily Star's headline over the story that Irishwoman Tori Towey has been cleared to return home from Dubai. A travel ban was lifted and all charges dropped by the Dubai authorities. There's praise for what the Examiner calls the fast-moving diplomatic efforts by the government and the Irish Embassy in Abu Dhabi. Its report says that pre-existing diplomatic contacts on efforts for peace in Gaza and the wider Palestinian cause helped smooth the diplomatic channels. The horror of yesterday's crossbow attacks in Hertfordshire in England gets widespread coverage. The Daily Mail reports how Carol, Louise and Hannah, the wife and daughters of BBC racing commentator John Hunt, were tied up and fatally shot by a crossbow-wielding killer. The papers all report how suspect Kyle Clifford was later found by police with injuries suspected to be self-inflicted at Lavender Hill Cemetery. The decision by Simon Coveney not to stand in the next general election gets reports and analysis across the papers. He told his constituency team in Cork South Central he would not run, and there's much speculation, including in the Examiner, about who will step up to seek his Doyle seat. In assessing his achievements, Pat Leahy in the Irish Times highlights the minister's role in the tense negotiations over the fallout from Brexit. He writes Ireland achieved its ultimate objectives, the avoidance of a hard border on the island and the maintenance of its place in the European single market, and this owed much to Coveney and his team of diplomats. It's bonfire night in the north on the eve of the 12th of July. The Irish News focuses on the fears of toxic fumes pouring from lit bonfires after car tyres were seen being loaded onto two separate pyres in Antrim. Returning to a story we covered yesterday, the hoisting of a Vauxhall Vectra car in fake police colours onto a bonfire in Moygatchel, the Belfast Telegraph quotes a retired senior PSNI officer describing the stunt as despicable and disgraceful. Finally, it's impossible to avoid the reports across all the papers, front, back and middle pages, of the appointment of Icelander Heimar Hallgrímsson as the new Republic of Ireland manager. The announcement by the FAI, along with the revelation that he's a practicing dentist, was too much temptation for the headline writers. "Come on, you boys in green," proclaims the Sun. The paper says fans should brace themselves for Route 1 football. Among other papers, the Mirror talks about the root canal work facing the new manager. The papers profile the man who previously led his native Iceland and Jamaica. His highest profile achievement has to be the now legendary defeat of England by Iceland in the knockout stages of the 2016 Euros. But it's not all levity, given the parlous state of Irish soccer. Philip Quinn in the Mail says the appointment will sting with John O'Shea, who held the fort for four friendly matches and who might have felt he deserved a crack at the job full time. The coverage of the new manager is bracketed across the papers with the comments by Shelburne manager Damien Duff at his news conference at Talca Park, held to brief the media ahead of the European Conference League qualifiers. He's quoted extensively about what he would do with the FAI headquarters. "I would raise Abbottstown to the ground because it's the most uninviting, unenthusiastic workplace, not just in world football, but in the world." Gavin Comiskey in the Irish Times writes that the dentist turned gaffer, as he describes him, is about to discover that the 20-year facilities that allowed Iceland to build a football industry is currently in year minus one on the neighbouring Atlantic island. He has an Icelandic greeting for the new man. "Willkommen til Irlands, Heimir."
Shane McElhattan, thank you.